It's Wednesday, August 26th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. What tech is selling and what isn't. Lessons from the Kiwis. Harassment goes digital. And Transcribe comes to Word. This is the Business of Tech. Axios has a high-level review of which tech is selling and what isn't during the pandemic. It falls into patterns you would likely guess. Tech that's good for working and playing at home is up, and things with a mobile component are down. Up, laptops, and specifically Chromebooks. PC component sales are even up. E-bikes, printers, TVs, and soundbars, all up. Down are smartphones and mobile accessories. And what's next? Smart displays, as Facebook's portal has already seen strong demand. Which is timely, as Google is launching a hotel-focused update to their smart screens, allowing for wake-up calls, weather and information locally, and to check out and request items from the hotel. Why do we care? This would have all been logical guesses, and the data is showing it's true. Two reasons we care. First, you can see the opportunities that are coming in the next few months very easily. Investments that make business better in the current time don't require a lot of overthinking. As you consider what's going to happen, the thinking isn't hard, but you have to do it. Second, besides the obvious hospitality angle for Google's offering, think about the ability to remove human interaction, which is now dangerous and might be for a while. I hate digital transformation as a phrase, but technology which accelerates service is an obvious area to spend time. And all of this is higher value service. Let's take a quick tour of New Zealand. First, the stock exchange there was halted for 3 hours as it came under cyber attack for the second day. Of note, the second day, which Dave Perry, a professor of computer science at Auckland University of Technology, noted shows a rare level of sophistication and determination. Meanwhile, research of businesses there show the reliance on work from home, doubling time spent remote working from March to July, and post-COVID-19, 95% of employees use video conferencing on a weekly basis, and 66% of employees indicated their work outcomes would be seriously impacted after one day of disruption. Why do we care? The nature of the attack continues to resonate. Sophisticated and intelligent threat profiles. This is the opponent. Building from the story previously, there are certain changes that have occurred that are permanent in the culture of work. The obvious statement would be video conferencing is here to stay, so yes, that said. More interesting is the reliance on infrastructure. With a distributed workforce, there's a need to invest more in connectivity. Wireless failover and end network resiliency is a service companies would be willing to consider. Competitive businesses are going to invest here too, and there's opportunity here. After discussing the opportunities, let's talk about a downside. The Wall Street Journal digs into the challenges of communications over tools like Slack and Teams. Quote, California employment lawyer Amber Bissell says she's noticed an uptick in harassment complaints related to online communications. Some companies say they have installed tracking tools to police online channels for signs of bullying. The article, while not data-driven, focuses on several interviews on those dealing with harassment or struggles of communications online. Why do we care? Toxicity in a workplace happens regardless of communications means. That said, culture is harder to manage remotely. The data I've seen, and covered on the August 6th episode, shows that more controls are not the answer. Two parts. In your own organization, investment in culture will pay off. For your customers, ensure you don't try and solve a culture problem with technology. It won't pay long term. It's also not the highest value. News you can use? Microsoft has launched Transcribe in Word. Available in the online version of Word for Microsoft 365 subscribers, the feature supports existing audio files or recording conversations in Word and having them transcribed. Why do we care? Just an easy small option to leverage and more value in the Microsoft stack. Microsoft 365 as a platform is the new Windows. Are you getting the most out of ConnectWise Manage? CW-Dash is the business intelligence platform, which is quick and easy to install and up and running in less than a minute. With no changes to your workflow, you'll get dynamic dashboard updates to your key performance indicators without downloading any data. And best of all, the product is free. Want to try it out? Visit cw-dash.com and download a copy today. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can now catch all the stories online at businessof.tech, as well as get a daily digest. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.